Another time, another terrorism. In the wake of the brutalities exposed by the graphic photos from Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq, we have been treated to a plethora of comments from Americans of all walks of life, but especially from rich and powerful politicians, to the tune of, that kind of behavior is un-American, or the acts are not done by Americans, or, as President George W. Bush claimed, this isn't an America I recognize. As a rule, it's dangerous to put much stock in the drivel of politicians. Yet one wonders, what country do they really think they're living in? Are they brought up on an island, on Martha's Vineyard perhaps, away from the roiling mainland? A brief yet illustrative peek at the American history of violent interventions in much of South and Central America should give us all some insight into what America is capable of. The history of 20th century Latin America is essentially the history of brutal dictatorships, from Cuba's Fulgencio Batista, Nicaragua's Anastasio Tacho Somoza, Venezuela's Marcos Perez Jimenez, to the Dominican Republic's Rafael Trujillo, and beyond. What do these brutal military dictators have in common? All of them were supported by the United States. Indeed, all of them were invited to the White House on state visits, received ovations before joint sessions of Congress, and were decorated by the Pentagon with its highest military distinction, the Order of Merit. They were decorated for denying freedom to trade unionists, agrarian reformers, and civil servants. Their governments were repressive, anti-democratic, and mostly corrupt. The U.S. response to this wave of repression? Medals. As for Cuba, the U.S. has waged its longest war against it. As former Colombian diplomat Clara Nieto has written, quote, in March 1959, U.S. President Eisenhower ordered the CIA to set into motion Operation Pluto, an extensive effort to subvert the revolution and overthrow Fidel Castro. Immediately, CIA agents began to infiltrate, and terrorist actions and sabotage in commercial and public centers ensued. Pirate aircraft took off from Florida to drop napalm on Cuban sugar refineries and other important economic targets. And the CIA provided arms, money, and equipment to a counter-revolutionary group that was forming in the mountains of Escambré in central Cuba. That's from Clara Nieto's book called Masters of War, Latin America, and U.S. Aggression. Things were so bad by the 1960s that U.S. President LBJ, President Johnson, would whisper to a close presidential advisor, we've been running a damn branch of Murder, Inc. down in the Caribbean. The brutal U.S.-trained, armed, and paid dictators used their militaries and their police to wage internal wars against their own people to protect U.S. and national elite profits at all costs. Using places like what was formerly known as the School of the Americas at Fort Benning, Georgia, the U.S. trained a vast coterie of torturers, saboteurs, and terrorists. Tens of thousands of workers, peasants, and youth were tortured, imprisoned, exiled, and killed by these U.S.-trained attack dogs. For Latin Americans, the school became known as La Escuela de Golpes, coup school. Is there any wonder that with the possible exception of Kennedy, every U.S. president that has visited the region has been greeted not by bouquets, but by brickbats, protests, and burning U.S. flags. Latin Americanos know that the trail of their suffering, hunger, torture, and pain leads not to their national capitals, but to Washington, D.C., the capital of the empire. They therefore view U.S. claims to freedom, democracy, and national independence quite differently from their neighbors to the north. They are acutely critical when they hear such claims from U.S. lips. They've heard such claims for the better part of a century, and their hard experience has taught them that much of it is a lie. This is a lesson that Iraqis are beginning to learn. When they hear U.S. occupiers speak of freedom, justice, democracy, and human rights, all they will hear is the Arabic words meaning father of the stranger, Abu Ghraib. From death row, this is Mumia Abu Jamal. These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.